You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We are brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, then you can go to jdrf.org and make a donation. And to show our appreciation, we'll do an episode of the show just for you. You tell us the movie you want us to watch and we'll do it. Just drop us a screenshot of your donation. Any amount is insanely and incredibly appreciated. And we'll do that for you. I'm the host of this show. My name is Dan. And welcome to Friday. Welcome to Free Friday. If you are new to Free Fridays, then basically I just give you a rundown of some free movies that you can watch on streaming platforms that do not require any kind of membership or subscription or rental or anything like that. Totally free. Things like Tubi, Crackle, Freevee, things of that nature. And then I also get into some podcasts that came out this week that you can listen to for free on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or where the fuck you listen to podcasts. So that's what the show is. If you have any recommendations for Free Friday, please, please, please drop us a note. I love communicating with you guys. I love connecting with you guys. If you're interested in coming on to do our 10 at 10, where I ask you 10 questions about the movies that you like, not trivia, just like tell us about what you're into, you can hit us up for that too. We are at The Movie Cellar on Instagram. We're at The Movie Cellar on Facebook. And we are themoviecellar@gmail.com if you want to email us. Kick it old school. So here we are. It's Friday. We got a fresh Free Friday for you guys. And the picks this week came from, I wanted to watch Encino Man with my kids. And we did end up watching it. I have it on VHS. It's a great movie. It's fucking fantastic. Highly recommend. But I couldn't find it free anywhere. But on my searches to watch Encino Man, I did come across some movies that I feel like scratch that itch. So if you're going into this weekend thinking, shit, man, I want to watch Encino Man, but you can't because it's not free anywhere, then here are some other movies that you can watch on Tubi for free that might, you know, lightly remind you of Encino Man. The first one, if you want Brendan Fraser trapped underground, released into a time that he was not prepared for, then maybe you want to watch Blast from the Past. Blast from the Past is free on Tubi, and we watched that this week. It is much more rom-com-y and much less goofy comedy than Encino Man. But it's nice, and it's fun, and you get a great performance by everyone involved. Christopher Walken plays his dad. He's fantastic. Alicia Silverstone plays the love interest. She's great. It's got a very 90s feel to it. It feels dropped into 2024 the same way that he is dropped into the 90s after coming out of his parents' bomb shelter. So, Blast from the Past. Definitely recommend it. Brendan Fraser being Brendan Fraser. Next up, I gotta go with another early 90s goofy-ass comedy, Biodome. All right, it has your boy Pauly Shore in it, and if you're a Pauly Shore fan, you've probably seen this movie. But if you haven't, you got to check it out. Biodome has Pauly Shore and Baldwin brothers, Stephen Baldwin, play the two titular characters. And they accidentally find themselves in a biodome experiment where they're going to create a new ecosystem free of trash and pollution and all those things that we used to care about in the 90s, but somehow have decided that only libs and woke losers give a shit about anymore. And the rest of us can just watch our planet burn to the ground. Sorry. Got distracted. Anyway, Biodome's hilarious. Pauly Shore's fantastic. Stephen Baldwin crushes it. That movie's a lot of fun. Definitely check it out if you haven't before. Next up, something a little more, I don't know, a little more mainstream, a little less goofy, but also a great movie, Waiting. Waiting, starring Ryan Reynolds and a host of other, you know, ne'er-do-wells, waiting tables, and dealing with all of the nonsense of being a waiter at a restaurant. It's not quite as old as the other ones that we talked about, because it came out in 2005, you know, but it's kind of got that similar nature to it, as the other ones. Goofy, bunch of, you know, young 20s just doing stupid shit and getting into trouble. Justin Long is fantastic in it. Anna Faris is hilarious in it. Waiting is a kick-ass movie. Highly recommend it. Waiting 2 is also on Tubi, but I can't vouch for that because I haven't seen it. It looks, I don't know. It looks interesting. Next up, last up, and this one's kind of wild, but I got to go with my boy Carrot Top. Back before he started in on the roids or whatever the fuck that dude is doing these days, he played the chairman of the board. Chairman of the board is like low budget, early 90s comedy fucking gold. If you haven't seen it, definitely recommend that you check it out. Carrot Top is ridiculous in it. That dude should never be the main character in a movie, but here we are. The 90s were a beautiful time, and this is a great, great example of it. All right, that's it for movie recommendations this week. Next up, let's get into some podcasts. But before we do that, why don't you take all that money you saved this weekend and maybe consider joining the Struggling Artist Record Club? Here is a quick ad from our boy Trev telling you all about that. It is pretty fucking cool. Very much worth the little bit it costs. It is a labor of love for Trev, and the cost literally just covers, you know, what it costs him to put the packages together for you guys. So, anyway, I'm like giving the ad before the ad. Go listen to the ad, come back, and then we'll get into some podcasts.
Hey guys, Trev from the Struggling Artist Podcast, and I want to talk to you real quick about Struggling Artist Record Club. The Struggling Artist Record Club is a vinyl record subscription service where I hunt and curate the best punk and punk adjacent music out there and mail their record to your door each and every month. Imagine finding your new favorite band from across the country without ever having to leave the house. It doesn't get much better than that. The excitement of discovering new music just got that much easier. As a member of the Struggling Artist Record Club, you are going to receive some of the best music you've ever heard from bands you may never even heard of. Whether you've been collecting records for years or just starting out, the Struggling Artist Record Club is designed specifically for you. And right now, all new members get a Struggling Artist Record Club exclusive along with the monthly selection. So head to strugglingartistrecordclub.com, pick a membership, and start building that collection today.
And we're back. So I feel like it's worth noting, Trev does not pay me to run that ad. I'd say I do it out of the goodness of my heart, but really what it is I think that the record club is really fucking cool, and I want to see it succeed for him. So that's why we run the ad, because I love Trev. He's my cousin, and I love that he's doing this thing, and I want to see it do well for him. So anyway, that's enough about that. Now let's talk about the Struggling Artist Podcast, because, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do. We plug our friends and their awesome shows. So Trev had Diablo Gatto on this week. I did not realize these guys have been on the show a few times, and like they have like a whole like mythos around their band and their songs, and they really like the music is like one element of what they do. They make music videos, they do art, and like it all kind of ties together into this one universe that they're building, which is very cool. You know, it's and this is without the, you know, without the resources of like Disney to build the MCU. Like, it's just a bunch of dudes having a good time, but they've been kicking it for a while. They talk about this is the 10-year anniversary of one of their albums. They get into that. They get into being a band for that long and the ups and downs, the cool things about it, the hard things about it, and all the shit that they're up to these days. So they were really cool guys. You know, it wasn't just one person coming in through. It was like the band came through, and I always love that when Trev has the band come through. And I think Trev's getting better and better at interviewing like groups of people. It seems very daunting. Like, I would not want to do it, but Trev does it, and he does a great job of it. So definitely recommend that you guys check out The Struggling Artist this week. The show ends with a great song by Diablo Gatto. I think it's new. I think they said it was new. And it's got, I don't know, like they call their stuff like rockabilly, and I definitely hear that, but it's a little more like haunting than what I would typically think rockabilly would be like. So not that I'm the expert on rockabilly. I don't know shit about that genre, but it was good. And I had a good time listening to it. All right. Next up, we got to go to our boy, Chris Chavez. He released a ton of shit this week. Out of the Shadows dropped 2 episodes, and Hardly Awesome dropped 2 episodes. Hardly Awesome is great. Like, if you want the kind of show where you're like hanging out and just having a good time with friends, feeling like you're there, feeling like you need to message them and tell them all the things they got wrong or all the things that you would have said or you thought, you know, not that I do that. Sorry, Chris. But yeah, it's that kind of show, and it's great. And right now, one of their co-hosts, Anthony, is out. He just had a baby. His fiance, wife, I don't know, partner did. And so, you know, they're doing the baby thing. And in one of the 2 episodes, he gets into, they call him up and they get an update from Jim, from Anthony. One of the episodes is co-hosted by Aaron, who, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that Aaron, like, drops Buffalo Bills updates. She's like, really, really smart about the Bills, about football. They get into a good conversation about the new kickoff rules. You know, I messaged Chris after the show and I was like, man, what are these new kickoff rules going to do with onside kicks? Like, are they going to eliminate onside kicks? Because that's always a fun thing to try to make happen at the end of a game where, you know, it's a last ditch effort, but it's always exciting. So hopefully these new rules don't fuck that up too much and the onside kick is able to stay a part of the game. Anyway, they get into the rule changes. They get into, you know, some other things that happen. They talk about Easter traditions. And it was funny because I was telling my wife the other day about how my mom used to just hide our Easter baskets. And I thought that was like a my family thing. But apparently that's a pretty common tradition. So they all talked about that happening when they were kids and their parents doing that. So I was like, all right, good, good, good. We do baskets for our kids that we leave out and then on top of that hide a shitload of eggs. So they get the best of both worlds. My kids are fucking spoiled rotten, but what are you going to do, you know? And then in the second episode they have Jim's friend Jimmy on as the third man in. And they just get into a bunch of memories, you know, because like Jim and Jimmy have been friends forever. And it's always cool to like have people on the show that, you know, you can go way back with. And they do that and that's cool. Then they get into the eclipse shit, and then they get into this flat earth shit. Chris is like being a total troll, total devil's advocate, trying to like sell this whole like flat earth thing. And he's hilarious about it. And they're just getting so flustered with him. And then by the time that they finally are like, whatever, man, he's like, no, of course. And then, you know, he gives 100 reasons why it's the stupidest thing ever. Anyway, it was a great episode. Both of them are great. Love listening. Really makes the time go by and makes you feel like you're chilling with friends. And I love that. Also, Out of the Shadows, double episodes this week. Friday the 13th, part 2, you know, a regular big episode. Dark Side of the Tube, like a shorty where Chris talks about some YouTube horror shorts that he's watched. Both were very cool. It was interesting listening to them talk about Friday the 13th Part 2, because I really don't like that movie. I really don't like that franchise. And it was, you know, I liked hearing other perspectives, because, man, I don't understand the love for those movies. And I'd love to have Chris on sometime so we could maybe go back and forth about it. Try to understand better what it is that he sees and people see in those movies. I see potential, and I've talked about this. I think that Jason and Friday the 13th are huge, huge in potential for scariness and excitement, but they just do not deliver. So, yeah. So there's that. And then the, you know, the Dark Side of the Tube is a really cool series. I'm glad that he started doing that as well, because I think that it's good to give exposure to like more of these non-traditional filmmakers, because there's a lot of really good shit out there. And, you know, especially like these shorts, they're so quick to watch, and he recommends such cool ones. Definitely recommend that you go check out his Dark Side of the Tube. He's curated some really, really good ones for people to watch and check out. And while you're on, you know, while you're on YouTube and you're wanting to check out some cool shit, go check out Dungeon Entertainment. They made some really, really cool shot on video horror films. They're some really good friends of the show. We've had them on a few times. They were heavily involved in our Trilogy of Trash birthday bash. They created the Trilogy of Trash. And, you know, they're awesome dudes, and they made some really fun, really cool shot on video horror films that are all available on YouTube as well. All right. So next we're going to talk about Gate Leapers. I love the Gate Leapers crew. Those guys did Adventure Time this week. Had a new guest on. I always love it when they have a new guest on. And this week was no exception. They had Alex on. Alex crushed it. Great episode. Adventure Time, Gate Leapers, great show. Go check that out. So many great episodes. So many great fandoms that they've covered. And just a ton of fun. All right, lastly, but not leastly, my boy Dave over at Dopey, the podcast about drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. Dave had Hank Azaria on Friday. Hank is a returning guest. He's become a real part of the dopey world. Someone called it the dopey verse, and then Dave was like, "Nah, it's the dopesphere. I think that's what he said. I liked it better. I liked it better than, you know, the universe shit is like played out, you know, the MCU and all that shit. So coming up with another term for a doposphere, I like a lot better than dopeyverse. Anyway, Hank Azaria, you guys probably know as Mo from The Simpsons and like 50 other voices from The Simpsons. If you haven't heard his first appearance on Dopey, definitely go check it out. He talks all about his experience on The Simpsons. He talks about voicing Apu. He talks about the cultural shift. He talks about the documentary that was made about him voicing Apu, and how he dealt with that, and how he dealt with the criticism, and how he really took it in and learned from it, and just what a cool fucking guy. Hank Azaria is a great guy, and he's so great to have on Dopey, and he's so great to have as part of the Dopey Nation. And he just brings such great stories and such a love for Dave and the show, and it's really fucking awesome. And then on Tuesday, Dave had John Bucati on, and, you know, he's an artist and you know, author and all this stuff. Him and Dave have become really good friends, and you can hear it through the show. They like give each other a ton of shit. And I love that. I love that. Dave like makes this joke about how this woman, was telling him about this new drink that she had that really helped her like relieve stress. And, he was like, "Oh yeah, what is it? What are you drinking?" And she said, "Cum." And he was like, "Say what?" And like, he eventually realized that she was saying calm, C-A-L-M. And, she came, you know, and she made it clear. But He just thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he just kept going back to that joke over and over and over again through the episode. And John, like, would just be like, oh, you think that, like, how many laughs do you think you're getting at this point with this joke that you said like 50 times? It was really funny. They had great, you know, great banter. It was a great episode. I love the Tuesday episodes. Keep them up, Dave. They're really, really great to have that, to split up the week. And also just to have that more relaxed fit episode where the Friday episodes are, you know, the ones where you got to really like bring reel in the big fish and all that stuff. Anyway, that's it, guys. That's Free Fridays for you. I've got some episodes, some Tuesday episodes in, you know, ready to go in my mind. I got to record them and get them made and get them out to you guys. I've got some friends planning to come through for the 10 at 10, trying to get fucking George to come on to do the 10 at 10. I know you guys miss hearing him. I miss talking to him on the show. So we got to make that happen soon, too. Anyway, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend and we'll connect again next week. Until then, bye.